This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. During lockdowns, domestic violence rose by an average 8% in the U.S. and worldwide, according to the Council on Criminal Justice. That number, 8%, is based on what's reported, as in people who were able to seek help. It could represent just a fraction of the abuse that victims have been suffering in the pandemic. Natasha Sinjanovic has the story, and a warning, it contains details of abuse that may be disturbing to some listeners.
Social isolation, unemployment, high stress. It sounds like pandemic life, but these are also the conditions that lead to the most severe violence. Being trapped at home with an abuser makes it even worse.
Access to a victim increases domestic violence, whether it's intimidation, harassment, physical violence, sexual violence, verbal abuse.
Ruth Glenn heads the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. She says calling for help when an abuser is nearby is dangerous, and likely why many police departments have received fewer 911 calls for domestic incidents during COVID. Meanwhile, in many places, there's also been a dramatic spike in domestic aggravated assaults. Those are strangulations, stabbings, or shootings. Diane Lance is a national expert on family violence.
The proportion of abuse is so much more severe.
One reason for that, she says, is because victims are waiting longer to get to shelters. That was the experience of one Memphis woman in lockdown. We're not using her name to protect her safety.
The more we were not able to do anything, the worse he got.
She says her ex-husband became violent gradually over their four-year relationship. He often threatened to kill her if she left him and hit her where her injuries wouldn't show. But last summer, she says, he lost all control.
He threw me up against the wall and he kicked me really hard in my stomach while I was throwing up blood.
In Memphis, domestic homicides nearly doubled last year from 2019. That's the kind of data that went into the new report for the Council on Criminal Justice, says lead author Alex Piquero. He's sociology chair at the University of Miami. The researchers studied hundreds of records, including arrests, 911 calls, and hospitalizations. And Piquero notes,
remember, this is physical violence. I'm convinced that the emotional violence is even higher, because there's never an arrest for an emotional violence.
Which is why, he says, the full effect of the pandemic on victims will never be known. In Nashville, I'm Natasha Sinjanovic for Marketplace.